Hi everyone, I'm Frankie from Sicily, and so basically what happened is that me and an English friend of mine decided to, walk across around the lake. And so, we were so excited, and we were like, oh yeah, we can, you know, this is so amazing. And so we drove there, and we just started walking right away. So about 2 hours into a walk, we see that the way is basically stopped. We can't go any further. And so, there's a dam. And so we have to get through the dam somehow. So this friend of mine is a bit crazy. He decides to, jump onto the dam and somehow, like Spider-Man, just get through the dam. And so we did. We actually got through the dam. And it was amazing. Oh my god, unbelievable. So we get through and we like, oh, let's hope we can just walk straight to the end and just, you know, that's it. But not so easy. We get, after like half an hour, 1 hour walking, we're like, there's a gate. The way is stopped by a giant metal gate. We have no idea at this point where we are, and we're just like lost, completely lost in the wilderness. So this place, you have to realize, is amazing. It's like pure nature. But there's no one there to help us out and stuff. And so we just start walking, and we sort of, at the end, find our way, and we meet. We find ourselves, basically, on a hill, on the land of, of a guy. And this guy, this farmer, isn't too happy when he sees us. And he basically is, like, there with a shotgun, and he looks at us, and he's like, hey, you two guys! What the hell are you doing, eh? I don't know why I'm doing a Cockney accent for this guy. He's like a Sicilian farmer, but anyway. And so, basically, he's like, what the hell? Get the hell out of my property. And so, we just run away, straight away. We're like so scared. And at this point, we meet two random cyclists. And they're like, hey guys, what's up? So, we're two just cycling around the world. And yeah, we're just, you know, finding the way and stuff. So, hey, see ya. And so this was a very random encounter, but anyway, so we see this, we continue walking, we see this path, and, there's a sign, and written on the sign, it's like, like, trail park or something. It's like, basically, there's a, there's a trail, you can walk there. And so, but, you know, it doesn't seem to be, like, too promising. It's a, it doesn't, you know, it looks a bit weird, but anyway, we decided to just, you know, go on anyway. At one point, you know, for the journey, we realized that the way had not been used for at least 15 years. It was just completely full of, like, weed and stuff, you know, weeds and stuff. And so we get, like, scratched full of blood. We're like, oh, crap, we have to go back somehow. We have to go, we need to go back. And so we did. We did go back. And after all, we found ourselves in, an abandoned city, like, ruins and stuff. And it was quite creepy. And so you have to realize, this is amazing. It's an amazing, this giant lake is amazing, and we're, like, nearby the lake, but it's really creepy, it's getting dark, and, you know, the way to drive back home, you know, is quite a long while, so we really need to get back to the car, you know, before, like, 6 p.m. And so we just start running, and at one point, we find ourselves, like, in the mud. You know, like, the sand? Like, when they say you step onto the sand, and the sand just sucks you in? So that's basically what happened. And so, like, we almost got, like, drowned in the sand. But at the end, we, like, saw the car park. We, like, run there. And after about, like, 5 hours, we got there. So after all, we spent, like, from 8 in the morning till, like, 8 in the afternoon. But we got back to the car, we were so relieved, and it was amazing. And so, yeah, that's it, guys.